Why is the Indian stock market falling? The Indian stock market has recently declined, raising concerns among investors. Several factors contribute to this downturn, including both global and domestic challenges. Let's break it down in simple terms to understand why the Indian stock market is falling. Weak corporate earnings. Indian companies reported weaker than expected Q3 earnings. Major firms in sectors like steel and consumer goods missed profit estimates. When these companies underperform, they cause their stock prices to drop, which pulls down the broader market. Decline in consumer spending. Urban consumption, which drives a large part of the Indian economy, slows down. Reduced demand for goods and services impacts sectors like retail, automobiles, and consumer durables. As a result, investors lose confidence in Indian stock market. Withdrawal of foreign investments, FIIs. Foreign institutional investors, FIIs, have pulled money out of the Indian market. So far this year, FIIs have withdrawn over $5 billion, driven by global uncertainties and better investment opportunities elsewhere. This outflow weakens the Indian stock market. In the first quarter of 2025, FIIs withdrew 45,000 crores, impacting Indian indices like the Nifty and Sensex. Global economic challenges. Donald Trump's proposed tariff plans heightened fears of a trade war, driving global market volatility. Rising inflation, at 5.6% globally and 5.22% in India, challenges investors further. The strengthening US dollar and recession concerns put pressure on emerging markets like India, which depends on global trade and investment. These factors directly impact the Indian stock market, showcasing the interconnectedness of global economies. Fall in mid-cap and small-cap stocks. Mid-cap and small-cap stocks have declined sharply compared to Nifty 50 large-cap stocks. Many have lost between 3% and 4% recently, reflecting broader market weakness. When smaller companies struggle, it highlights the economic challenges they face. Slowdown in government spending. Government spending on infrastructure and other key projects has slowed, reducing economic activity and impacting sectors like construction, manufacturing, and real estate. Investors view this as a sign of reduced growth potential. In the last budget session, the government cut its fiscal deficit target by 1%, raising fears of underinvestment. Rising interest rates. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, increased interest rates to control inflation. Higher interest rates raise borrowing costs for companies and consumers, leading to reduced spending and investments. This slows the economy and impacts the stock market. The recent RBI rate hike of 0.25% to 6.5% raises borrowing costs, affecting both corporate profits and consumer behavior. What can investors do right now? If you're feeling uneasy about the market, you're not alone. Here are some tips to keep in mind. Diversify your investments, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Spread your investments across different sectors to reduce risk. Stay informed, keep an eye on stock market updates and news. Knowledge is your best friend in uncertain times. Think long term. The market moves in cycles. Avoid panic selling and focus on your long-term financial goals. Final thoughts. Several interconnected factors, including weak Q3 FY25 earnings, reduced spending, foreign investment outflows, and global economic challenges, have caused the Indian stock market's decline. While the situation may seem concerning, remember that markets go through cycles. By staying informed and making prudent investment decisions, investors can navigate these challenging times. Disclaimer: this blog is for informational purposes only and should not be considered as financial advice or any buy/sell recommendations.